With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in the latest assassination attempt on President Trump is due in court today in Washington. In an anti-Trump manifesto allegedly written by 31-year-old Cole Allen, the writer labels himself a friendly federal assassin. President Trump says all the signs of a troubled mind were there before the gunman opened fire outside a White House media dinner in the Washington Hilton.
He's got some big problems with the rest of his life, but it's very, very bad. Very bad situation. But his family knew that he had difficulty. His family seemed to be, I think they spent a lot of time with his family. His family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is a teacher from Torrance, California. House lawmakers may vote today on a bipartisan funding package, fully funding the Department of Homeland Security. Death and destruction, the result of fierce weather that hammered parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
At least two people have died from a severe tornado-producing storm that hit northern Texas, and many homes have sustained damage. Authorities say the storm came through the town of Runaway Bay around 10 p.m. Saturday, killing one person. Emergency responders worked to clear the debris.
There's like 64 poles that are down at this moment, electric lines everywhere.
Runaway Bay Mayor Herman White.
Terrible. You know, these are just not citizens, they're friends.
The storm also hit Springtown, where authorities say a second person died outside the city limits. On Sunday, National Weather Service teams confirmed that an EF2 tornado hit the Runaway Bay area and an EF1 tornado struck the Springtown area. Audio courtesy of WFAA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow trading 97 points higher. This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio?
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest. They were allegedly involved in a plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel is the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas. It was founded in the 1850s. It also operates a school going up to the fifth grade. The arrests follow an attack on a Detroit-area synagogue that happened last month. This is SRN News. Ohio's Republican primary for governor is a few weeks away, but there are a few signs that the top candidate sees it as a competitive race.
The primary season has exposed potential vulnerabilities for former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The biotech billionaire is focused mostly on his likely general election opponent, Democrat Amy Acton. She's the state's former public health director. Ramaswamy feels so assured of gliding through the May 5th vote that his campaign has all but ignored his GOP opponent so far. That's Casey Puch, an engineer and vehicle designer who calls himself the car guy. Voter turnout is key in this election. If enough voters stay home in the fall, Ohio could see its first Democratic governor in 20 years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Roughly 20,000 seafarers on hundreds of vessels remain stuck in the Persian Gulf. They're unable to cross the Strait of Hormuz. It remains effectively shut by Iran. Some crews running out of food and water. More details, SRNNews.com.